Привет! Welcome to our Vinitalo Russian Tour, a series that will air each day, this week only.
Each episode is dedicated to the events being held at the end of March this year in Moscow and St. Petersburg
at Borsavini and Vinitaly Russia,
organized by the Rona Fiere
and the Italian Trade Agency,
powered by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. Grab your favorite Italian wine and we will see you in Russia.
If you enjoyed listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production and publication costs.
And remember to subscribe and rate our show wherever you tune in. Пока-пока!
First of all, welcome everybody to Italian Wine Podcast. This is actually a special series. We'll be going on from the 15th of March till the 22nd. And it's all about Russian tour, dedicated to the events being held in March this year. This will actually be the first year I haven't been in the longest time, in Moscow and St. Petersburg. And it's called Borsavini Vinitaly Russia, organized by, of course, Verona Fiere and Italian Trade Agency. So today with us, we have the Trade Commissioner. Are you called the Director or Trade Commissioner? Because sometimes you guys are called directors as well, right?
Yeah, because actually, I'm the Trade Commissioner of the Italian Embassy. So this is the exact wording for the...
Okay, so you are the Trade Commissioner.
Yes.
Of ITA. I'm so used to calling it ICE all my life, you know, since I've started about 10 years ago.
ICE is just the acronym in the Italian language, ITA in English.
Okay.
ICE is Istituto Commercio Estero, ITA is Italian Trade Agency.
That's very good. Okay, thank you very much. So my first question to you, Mr. Pensabene, is how long have you been in Russia? And what can you tell us about your work as a trade commissioner in Moscow, especially during the pandemic of last year?
So first of all, Stevie, thank you very much indeed. I mean, it's quite a pleasure talking to you today. I've reached Russia more than a year ago. That was in November 2019. I was previously posted in India, and then I started my new job, my new posting in Russia in November 2019. And after a few months...
It's strange you didn't pick up the Indian accent, though.
The Indian accent? I mean, I actually picked it up.
Yeah, you don't have it.
If I speak Indian, then you wouldn't understand anything. No, I'm joking.
That's great, because usually people who have some hiatus in India, they pick up the accent. It's amazing.
That's true. That's true. I mean, after 4 years in Delhi, I mean, it was absolutely an amazing time I spent in India. It was absolutely fabulous. And my Indian friends, I mean, they speak, of course, with their own language, with their own dialect, their own accent, which is absolutely beautiful. I love it. Then, as I was saying, in February, March 2020, we unfortunately entered this pandemic era, and it was not easy at all. I mean, it was difficult for everybody in the world, actually. So we had to change our skills, our techniques, so to say, in promoting the so-called Made in Italy. So now we are almost getting back to normal, which is not complete path, actually, but we are trying to go back to normal. And in the past year, we have organized several events, online events, of course, because it was not possible to organize offline events. Of course, we had a fall in the exportations, in the Italian exportations to Russia. Russia still is, and I think will be in the forthcoming years, a crucial market to us. So in one word, it was a tough time, but I believe we've been able to overcome it. And now I'm happy that things are going to be, I wouldn't say, you know, as they were, because this is not true, actually, of course, but there are so many restrictions, there are so many problems, so many problems. But I believe that we are doing a great job and we are trying to go back to normal. Of course, Italian companies and so Russian companies have had great losses due to this pandemic.
So, I mean, speaking about the different ways of adapting to the pandemic, Are there any particular bilateral trade relations between Italy and Russia at the moment?
Oh, yes. I mean, without any doubt, Russia is, for us, a fundamental market. We are the fifth supplier to, the fifth exporter to Russia in 2020. We actually lost more than 8.7% compared to 2019. And that was due to the crisis, due to the pandemic. But if you compare...
Are you speaking specifically about wine?
No. In
general.
Because I will be touching upon the exportations regarding wine. Generally speaking, we had a loss. We had minus 8.7% in 2020 compared to 2019.
Right, all areas.
Yes, in all areas.
Okay. And what about wine?
Wine, we are still the first exporter. Of course, there was a loss. We lost 3% compared to 2019. So we've been the first supplier or exporter in 2019 with an increase of more than 14% compared to 2018, with a market share of 29% and a total volume amounted to more than 300 million euros. Of sales in 2019. In 2020, we've been the first supplier, still the first exporter, with more than 30% as a market share and almost 300 million euros in sales. So we actually lost 3%, but if you consider the enormous crisis, then I believe that in this field, wine, we've been quite resilient. And I think that we still on track. This is a fundamental market in Russia because the market size is about 4 billion euros. So we're speaking about a huge market when we come to wine. And Italy plays a fundamental role in this market. Again, as I said, although the crisis was striking and still striking very hard, Italy is the first exporter without any kind of doubt. White wines, Prosecco, and red wines are, so to say, the jewels of Italian wine in the country. This is a fundamental market to us, also because Russians, I can consider them the not just wine lovers, but I would say that they are really wine experts. So that is why Russia is, for wine and also for other sectors, a strategic market, a top market to us.
What is the 300 million? What is the in context? Can you contextualize a little bit in terms of the foreign exchange rate recently between the Russian ruble and euro from 19 and 20 and 21? Where is it heading?
So what you're asking me, I mean, if I have to give you some specific details regarding this amount.
No. Just that was just for me. But what has happened to the exchange rate between rubles and euro?
Oh, sorry. Exchange rate. Sorry. Of course, that was and still is, a key point. Actually, rubles has been devaluated and it reached something like 92 rubles per euro, which was very, very high. Now we are back to 85, 87. So, in other words, we have had a very strong depreciation of rubles, which theoretically helped Russian exportations towards foreign markets. Now, there's a new balance. And of course, I mean, if you also consider this aspect, and I thank you for pointing out this profile, which is very important indeed. And it was not an easy matter for us because with a devaluation of rubles, exportations from European markets, they had more difficulties than in the past. And notwithstanding, the Italian wines have been sold in the market, in the Russian market. And as I said, we only, so to say, lost 3%. So getting back to your question, yes, devaluation of rubles, it's been a big problem, above all regarding the energy, oil and gas. Regarding wine, that has not very much struck the wine market.
So, Mr. Pensabene, what are your thoughts with regards to now we're already in March in 2021. It's the new year. What is your forecast in terms of wine business in Russia for 2021, especially compared when you compared with 2020?
Well, frankly speaking, Steve, it's too early to say because, first of all, we only have data regarding the first month of the year, which is nothing. It doesn't tell us anything. But anyway, my forecast is that there will be a strong increase for a couple of reasons. First of all, the impact, the strong impact of the new channels, such as e-commerce. Italian companies were not very used to plan to settle down and marketing strategy through e-commerce. Now they actually changed mind. And I think e-commerce will help the market to increase, and it will help Italian exporters into the market. But the second point is that wine is without any doubt becoming the first beverage in Russia. I don't believe it's true that vodka is the first alcohol beverage in the country. I believe that wine is becoming, it's like in Italy. I mean, you drink a glass of wine, not just when you go to a restaurant, when you have dinner. You appreciate wine during the day when you have the so-called aperitivo, for example. So you have a glass of wine, a white wine, especially in summertime, but not necessarily in summer. And this is the habit that is taking place in Russia. So I believe there will be an increase in terms of trade and in terms of new habits.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I guess lastly, what I would like to ask you is if you can tell us a little bit about Borsavini, Vinitaly Russia, Moscow, and St. Petersburg, your experiences with regards to any challenges that you've faced organizing an event like this, especially during pandemic.
You see, Stevie, I mean, Borsavini is just, I wouldn't say it's a big event, but it's a very important thing because we need to go back to physical offline events. Now, if you take into account that in Moscow we'll have eight Italian companies represented by local distributors, and in St. Petersburg we will have six companies, then you understand that it is not a huge event with a large number of Italian producers. Nevertheless, the signal, the message we are giving out is very important. I mean, we are there physically to present new selections of wine, and this is a strong message why we decided to be there with Borsavini. And for example, I mean, we didn't organize a bigger event in September or in July or probably soon after Prodexpo, which is the main trade fair regarding food and wine in Russia. Because Russia is opening, because Russia is struggling in order to go back to normal. Russia, I believe, is ready to relaunch its business. I believe we are ready to face up the new challenges. And we have to give a signal, we have to give a message that we are there. So 14 companies is not a huge thing, but the quality of these companies is very high. And also the attendance will be very interesting because buyers coming from various regions of Russia are coming over to attend. And this is, again, so to say, the certificate, if I can say that, that Russian buyers appreciating further the Italian wine. Italian wine in this market, again, is a jewel which is being appreciated even more than in the past. So I'm very happy about this. This is just a new beginning, a new normal, I would say. But of course, we will insist on promoting, we will keep on promoting wine in various, in different sites, in different on different occasions. And Prodexpo, for example, as I was saying, the trade fair regarding food in April will be another occasion, and so in the months to come.
Well, I look forward to getting the report from the event through my colleague. Actually, my colleague Elena will be traveling to Moscow, so you'll need her because she has a Russian passport. And, you know, we really look forward to forging ahead in other occasions. And hopefully, you know, I'll get a chance to meet you very, very soon. Thank you so much for your passion and your commitment. And more importantly, support for the Italian wine producers. Thank you very much.
It's me that I thank you very much indeed. And really, I look forward to welcoming you in Russia. Please come over to visit this beautiful country, unless you know it already.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. On a personal note, I don't know if you know, my first daughter, she is Russian. Because I adopted a Russian girl when she was very small. And so I have a very special, there's a special place in my heart for Russia.
Right, right. And if I can conclude with just one sentence, please let me say, when you say wine, you speak Italian.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Arrivederci allora, viva vino italiano.
Brava, arrivederci, grazie Stevie.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through ItalianWinePodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.